Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway. All under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com. This is WEEI.
Front office report brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com, by Stoli Vodka, a Latvian product with operations in Ukraine, and by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. And Red Sox general manager Brian O'Halloran joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing great. I wanted to start off by asking about Chaim Bloom heading to Kansas City and get from you an honest assessment of how the players are feeling, and you know, whether that's Bogarts or J.D. Martinez or those who have spoken sort of publicly and kind of expressed a disappointment, it seems like, with what was done at the deadline. Are you guys getting the same feedback from them?
Well, I would say that, look, you know, the trade deadline is, you know, for players, especially when, you know, you're in a situation where either if you're on the sell side, let's say you're completely out of it, or you're kind of in limbo like we were in a kind of, you know, we're hovering around 500 and a lot of speculation about whether we would, you know, make sell side trades and that guys would be moving on. And obviously we did make one of those trades. And so it's a time for players. It's a time of anxiety leading up to it, and it's totally understandable that players, you know, will feel emotions when their longtime teammates are traded, when they you know are unsure of exactly, you know, why the team may have taken an approach. Obviously, it's not their job to totally understand it. It's our job to help them understand, and not the easiest thing to do, especially when you do the best you can to kind of talk to players and staff, you know, heading into the deadline to give them some idea of what can be expected. But obviously, you don't know exactly how it's going to play out. And then after the deadline, you know, in our case, you know, we want to do the best job we can to you know to be open to the players, to be available to them, to talk to them. Certainly a key veteran, longtime veteran, you know, huge clubhouse presence on our team, like Xander Bogarts. And to answer your question, Chaim actually flew to Houston yesterday morning after the deadline. Obviously, was you know 2 days ago, and then yesterday morning he flew to Houston to be with the team. He flew with them last night to Kansas City. And he's there to, you know, in part just because we almost always have a front office representative on road trips. But you know, candidly, you know, as you said, like we, you know, there are questions from the players. You know, we want to be, like I said, available to them, open to them, and have the conversations that we need to have to go forward.
So, okay. So is he specifically going? I understand that there's somebody who always goes, but is he specifically going there? The reports are that Red Sox want to have an open door policy and give the players the opportunity to express frustration or maybe even positive thoughts. Is that kind of why Haim's going there?
The reason he's going, we map out our trips, long ahead of time in spring training, who's going on what trip. And Haim had said from the beginning that he wanted to, we knew the trade deadline was going to be, we were going to be on the road, obviously, for operational reasons. We felt we all needed to be in Boston to work with each other. We have a large group of folks that are working on trade deadline things and trades and things like that, and to make sure we're all together for that. But then, had the trade deadline been earlier in the day, I'm sure he would have flown immediately. But trade deadline is at 6 o'clock, so he had always planned to take that trip to be there, for post deadline, whatever that might have been. And we mapped it out back in spring training, but certainly, once we got into a situation where, there were some moves made, including trades of players that were on the current team. Ideally, you always want either, whether it's Haim, myself, we want to be able to deal with those issues in the clubhouse in person, because the team was on the road over the deadline. We weren't able to do that, immediately, walked out like you would if you were at home, walked out of the clubhouse, talked to players. But Haim got on a plane the first thing the next morning. That was a planned trip. But since the deadline unfolded as it has, the focus, part of the focus of the trip, of course, became, being open to players, being available to players, being honest with them and talking them through everything and answering any questions that they might have.
In your mind, Brian, was this team a buyer or a seller at the deadline? Because I can't figure out which you are. And you can't be both.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't always, sometimes you look at it that way, sort of it's one or the other. In our case, we were hovering around 500. We're several games out of the wild card, depending on which day you're talking about, with several teams in front of us. So we knew we had a tough road ahead of us. But, we do believe that this is a good team, especially when healthy. But, that this is a team that has a chance to make a run and make the postseason, even though we are not. But at the same time, we have to be honest with ourselves, as to where we, actually stood and what was in front of us and what the task is in front of us. And it was a tough one. So we were trying to balance that. So we wanted to look at opportunities that you would classify more on the sell side that would improve the organization long term. Traditional sell moves being, you trade a short term asset for future value in prospects or young players, things like that. We wanted to at least look at those opportunities to see if they were compelling enough that, we really can't, walk past this. We really, we'll be improving the organization, and based on where we are in the standings and the tough task in front of us, it wouldn't be responsible not to look at those opportunities. But at the same time, we want to respect the fact that, stranger things have happened than a team in our position making a run. We do think we have a good team, so we also wanted to look to improve it and give ourselves a fighting chance. And so we made some moves that you would, put on the sell, on the buy side, and acquiring some players that can help us down the stretch to try to make a postseason run.
Brian, there was a report earlier this week from Buster Olney, who was basically saying that players were talking to him privately and that there was, I don't want to misquote him, but a disconnect between the front office and the clubhouse, and that players didn't really know what direction the front office was going. Are players talking to you guys about this? Did you see this report? Do you have any comment on this report?
So, I saw the report, and we do talk to players all the time. Look, as I said before, I think I can understand that this would be confusing to players. It's, obviously you guys are asking me questions about it, and I'm doing the best I can to explain how we approach the deadline.
It's confusing to everybody except for Haim Bloom.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. I apologize.
I'm saying it seems to be confusing for everybody except for maybe Heim Bloom and yourself. And it's just, it's if you're, you're going to sell in the case of a really good catcher, and then you're going to turn around and buy the next day. It's just confusing to people, I think.
Yeah, and I can understand that. And so to answer Courtney's question, yes, we do talk to players. And again, Heim being there, now they're in Kansas City. They were in Houston yesterday. Being available to players is part of that. And we're gonna work to help them understand. But most importantly, we need to focus on the rest of the season. We need to focus on trying to get back in the race and make a run here.
Hey Brian, I can't understand. I understand the Hosmer deal. I understand that he's a first baseman. He fills the position in need. All of that, but it seemed like another great opportunity for the organization to acquire someone, take on the contract, which of course the Boston Red Sox have always been willing and able to do, and gain prospects similar to the deal you made for Jackie Bradley, who I guess has just been DFA'd. What went into the calculus of having the Padres pay nearly the entirety of the Hosmer contract instead of accepting the weight of that financial burden but getting prospects in return?
Yeah, it's a good question. By the time the Padres traded Hosmer to us, they had traded most of their top prospects. And we've had conversations dating back, several years with San Diego about, a lot of different things, including, various concepts with Eric coming over to Boston. And finally, at the deadline here, we were able to get him over here and we're able to bring over some prospects with him, the financial part of it. At that point, the deal that was offered to us was him paid down to the minimum. So we weren't going to ask to pay him more. So that's the deal that we were able to come to.
Brian, the appearance of, trading a guy like Vasquez away, a lot of, players and people loved him as a player, but the appearance was that he didn't find out until literally he was, getting ready for batting practice. Is that the case, or did he know, on his way to the ballpark that he was going to be traded to Houston?
Yeah, so the way these things usually work is, you don't know that you're going to consummate a trade until it's done, right? And so normally what happens, you agree to a trade pending medical review, and each side, looks through the medical records of the player or players that they're acquiring. And things happen during that window sometimes. So you don't typically want to tell a player that he's been traded without that part of the process being done, with the trade actually being finalized. In this case, we decided to deviate from that because of who Christian is and how important it is. And sometimes these things leak. And so we wanted to get in front of that. So Heim talked to Alex Cora about the best way to handle it. We had talked about it ahead of time. If we do make any trades, how are we going to handle this, given that we're not physically present in Houston with you guys? And we came to the conclusion that the best thing to do would have, have Alex talk to the player with one of us, in this case, Heim, on what, we talked about, conference call, we talked about FaceTime. So what ended up happening was Heim spoke with Christian during that window where the trade was not done yet, but it was in the medical review. The moment for FaceTime with Alex present in the room, notified him of what was going on. We ultimately completed the medical review during that time where Christian was on the field. And as has been reported, Christian asked Alex, if he could, even though he was kind of in limbo, could he take BP to be around his teammates? And so that's what happened.
No.
Did the negative response from players and fans influence anything, any trades that were maybe pending or on your guys' mind after the fact? Because there were so many reports, whether it was J.D. Martinez, Nathan Eovaldi, that those guys were on the trading block, and then nothing really ended up happening. And I know Heim said that there were more trades to be done, but you had to weigh your options at the end.
Yeah, The answer to your question is no. There were, you know, nothing, you know, in terms of reaction or anything along those lines impacted what we did on the final day. We just didn't find any, other than the Hosmer trade, we didn't find any opportunities that we felt made
sense. Call it drawing the short stick when you have to come on and do this.
No, you know, we're always excited to talk to you. It's all good.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon. And we have, just like Haim, we have an open door policy around here. So if you ever want to just reach out, we're willing to take the call. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Fantastic. There you have it. Front office report, Brian O'Halloran, Red Sox general manager. We'll have the chance to see if Wiggy or anyone else got any nuggets out of that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.